Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both were born naturally. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was born miraculously. He was born without any male intervention. And that is also mentioned in the Bible as well as the Quran. The Bible says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse number 18, before they came together, that is before Mary and Joseph, they came together by the power of the Holy Ghost. A similar message is given in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 34-35. When the glad tidings was given to Mother Mary, may Allah be pleased with her, that she will have a son, she replies, "How shall I have a son when I knoweth no man?" So the angel replies that the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. A similar but much sublime, much noble message is given in the Quran in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 45 to verse number 47. When Mother Mary, peace be upon her, when she was given the message, glad tidings, that she will have a son, she replies, "How shall I have a son when no man has touched me?" The Bible says, "How shall I have a son when I knoweth no man?" Knowing a man means sexually. Here in the Quran she says, "How shall I have a son when no man has touched me?" Touch me means sexually. The angel replies, "Allah created what he wills, and when he decrees a matter, iza qaza amran, Allah decreed a matter, he just says to it, kun fayakun, be and it is." Comparing, both the messages are similar, but the words of the Quran are much more sublime, much more noble. Because if you read the Bible, in the Bible, Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse number 34 says, when Mary, peace be upon her, says, "How shall I have a son when I knoweth no man?" So the angel says, "The Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overpower thee." You know, it gives a mental picture which is disturbing. It is not very sublime. But the Quranic message is more sublime and noble. When Mary, peace be upon her, says in Surah Imran chapter 3, verse number 45 to 47, "How shall I have a son when no man has touched me?" So the angels reply, "Allah created what he willeth. And when he decrees a matter, he just says, kun fayakun, be and it is." It is more sublime. But both the Bible and the Quran say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was born miraculously without any male intervention. So if we analyze, as far as the birth of all these prophets are concerned, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him.